This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Erin Fleming. Erin is one of the presenters at the upcoming Telluride Yoga Festival, which begins Thursday, July 12th, I believe, Thursday, July 12th, and continues through Sunday, July 15th. Erin's specialty is Yin Yoga and Qigong Yoga Flow. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Susan.
So when did you first begin practicing yoga, and what lineage did you first study?
I grew up in Marin County, California, with parents that loved spiritual ways of being, and my parents got into yoga very early on in the 60s. So
wow.
I started practicing with my father. He would wake me up in the morning, and just for some reason, I'm the oldest of three daughters. I was the one that enjoyed practicing with my father in the mornings before I'd go off to kindergarten, first grade, second grade. And I would say back then I would have called that style of yoga maybe 60s yoga, where there was just a little bit of everything, a hatha yoga, sun salutation based, where it was kind of slower and more fluid, and my dad would guide me through that. So that's what I started my day with my father.
Wow. That is wonderful. That's a great story. So you've been exposed to styles as vastly different, at least on the surface, as Vinyasa Yoga and Ashtanga, and, of course, Yin Yoga. How do they all come together on your mat and in your teaching? And do you personally have a go-to practice?
Yes, I would say that as an avid student, when I really decided to come back to yoga after a pretty extensive dance background and some injuries resulting from dancing, I decided I wanted to just take in everything, and then at some point I knew what I was going to be able to leave out. So I just literally was voracious in my interest in studying all types of yoga, and was really fortunate to have the time and the resources to do that. So I was able to study, you know, Iyengar yoga and Vinyasa yoga, and studied with Desika Char, and found Sarah Powers. And back in the day, many years ago, Sarah was pretty much established in an Ashtanga practice.
Mm.
Then that evolved through and into Yin yoga from her exposure to Paul Grilley in L.A., and also then moving more into Buddhism. So I found that it was just the ideal blend of stillness, preparation for getting the body ready for sitting, for meditation, mm-hmm. for also a deeper practice. I think movement became a little bit more easeful with some of these quieter practices.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I hadn't had the experience with Ashtanga, which is kind of on one end of the spectrum, I don't think I would have had the extreme appreciation that I have for Yin now. So I think all of these practices come together in my teaching. Also, because I've been practicing for so long and have a dance background, I feel that the Qigong yoga flow, and which is also inspired by Paul Grilley and Susie, his wife, all of these things just come together so naturally as a way to move energy through the body.
Nice.
My go-to practice now is, I would say, Qigong yoga flow would be my movement practice, but I sit and meditate every day and always start with a little bit of Yin.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. And could you explain Yin yoga, because I think that is not widely known, that practice is not widely known. And then also explain why you find it so appealing and think it is so helpful, not just to yourself, but to all yoga students.
Yin yoga is, I think, probably the original yoga. If you think about monastic communities, I think that's where yoga was more or less born, although we don't know with this 5,000-plus-year-old life science,
right.
that it's not likely that, you know, these monastic communities sitting for 8 hours jumped up and did Ashtanga. I think they probably moved very, very slowly and found the stretching, and almost like, you know, like a cat waking up from a nap. You know, they don't move very, very quickly if they don't have to. So I think Yin is yin is in, if I can say something kind of corny.
You can.
Because I think that that there's been so much focus on, you know, bodyism and perfection through practice and looking good instead of feeling good. And I think that's why I'm so drawn to yin, is that it is a quiet practice. It is done completely on the floor. We don't stand up. We don't move around a lot. Don't stand up at all. Everything is done in long 5-minute, 3 to 5 minute holds on the floor, very intentionally. These poses are very intentional in that we're tugging on the connective tissue of the body. And in the beginning when I first started, I just thought, oh, this just makes so much sense. And it's such a great adjunct to what I think, you know, is already, you know, a great yoga practice, a movement practice, where you're moving and running lines of energy through more active practice. In yin, you are quiet, the muscles are not warmed up, so your body is typically cold in that sense, so there's not a big warm-up before you practice yin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great evening practice, the yin time of day. It's earthbound. It's so much more about feeling the qualities of dull and achiness in a stretching capacity to tug on the connective tissue, as opposed to, you know, moving and getting the heat running through the body. So I find why I think that's also so appealing and helpful to my students is that I think everybody's already moving at warp speed. And so then to go into your yoga practice and continue that warp speed isn't always serving us, and especially aging baby boomers, where really any chance to be still is probably going to be led by somebody in a class because we don't take the time to do it ourselves. We don't carve out the time.
Amen.
So I think that quiet practice is so vital and so key, and I just love this practice. I love what I've seen it do to people who are dealing with injuries and scar tissue and breast cancer survivors. And I just think it's a place for them to be safe and be quiet and also stretch.
Aren't you also vascularizing ligaments, connective
Absolutely.
Tissue?
Absolutely. That sheath, you know, like a wetsuit underneath, you know, that the connective tissue is everywhere. It's not just a tugging on the joints. In other words, kind of like pulling the bones away from the joint. It's really tugging on the whole sheath of connective tissue that runs through every single inch of your body. Yeah, and wraps around the muscles, the ligaments, the tendons. So it's everywhere. But if you think about it from the nervous system point of view, softening, relaxing, releasing, letting go. I use a lot of breath work and visualization, staying present, and I also spend a lot of time not talking, so they're not barraged by my words or images. So there's a good balance of that. So this is where I think yin is particularly helpful.
Absolutely. I've practiced yin yoga. I've found the style to be a wonderful adjunct to my regular practice, which is vinyasa yoga. Do you feel that it's a go-to practice for virtually any regular practitioner?
Absolutely. I think if you have, you know, more or less healthy joints in your body and yoga is of interest to you, I think a beginner can do this. I think people who are recovering from sports injuries or issues, I think a lot of people come to yin because they just don't want anyone to talk to them. They want to be quiet. I teach with the lights low. I do use props. Paul and Sarah, my two dear teachers, don't so much do that. I think that feeling of being in a safe place to relax, to release, to be. I read some poetry on occasion so that it feels, you know, just like a very, very safe place. I think people need that so much, and I can't imagine a person not wanting to do that. My demographic, you know, I teach in a large high-end health club, and I have guys coming out of the weight room, off the squash courts, the basketball courts. A lot of men are appreciating this practice because they don't have to stand up, they don't have to be coordinated, they don't have to look fluid and graceful, but all they have to do is just be and stretch and breathe.
Wonderful. Now, you're also, I think, teaching a Qigong flow at the Yoga Festival. Is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited about that.
So what is that? Why did you feel a need to introduce a Chinese methodology into a yoga framework?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. So Qigong, and my exposure has been very vast. I have very many different teachers and Tai Chi and Tai Chi Che and many different styles of Qigong have influenced me. And seeing the more circular, bend your knees, turn your toes out, swing your arms, be a little less linear was very appealing to me as a way of balancing out yoga. You know,
okay.
I love the lifting, the lengthening, but Qigong is really that fluidity, and it was a little bit more dance-like. And Qigong, Chinese yoga, the short definition, just seemed like it was a really nice fit. I think it's a great adjunct.
Okay. Well, thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. It's been delightful speaking with Erin Fleming. She is a presenter at the upcoming Telluride Yoga Festival. Once again, it begins Thursday, July 12th, and continues through Sunday, I believe that is July 15th. Erin, thanks so much for joining me, and I will see you at the festival.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Susan.
You're welcome.